two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Broken clouds, 54 degrees.
Got a fender bender, southbound I-15, Davis County. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
More than 100 protesters at the University of Utah say the campus is no safer than it was a year ago today, the day Lauren McCluskey was murdered. The demonstrators were outside the president's office demanding the school do more to protect its students. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is at the U.
Shelby Gonzalez was a friend of Lauren McCluskey, but she says McCluskey's story is not the only horrific one she has heard. She says many young women have approached her.
Don't have enough fingers and toes to count how many women were raped on campus by their peers.
She and protest organizer Carlos Craig says the campus does not feel safer than it did immediately after McCluskey's murder. He acknowledges the school has said they're making changes, but
saying that we're in the process of doing something is kind of a cop-out.
University spokesman Chris Nelson says some measures, like a new campus safety oversight board, can be implemented soon.
A lot of work has been done on campus, almost $7 million worth of improvements.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 301, a fugitive who walked off last week is back in custody. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, they got him in a driveway in Salt Lake County holding meth and heroin. Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon says detectives spotted Ryan Miller in the back seat of a car that he was pulling out of a house's driveway. After they received a tip, he was there. Miller was in a drug court program and GPS release when he took off last week, meaning he removed his ankle tracker and left. This kind of thing is considered escape, and he's possibly looking at a fine and up to 5 years in jail. Homelessness, a big issue for Salt Lake City's mayoral candidates. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020, Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Top the two candidates debated today. Aaron Mendenhall says affordable housing is the solution to homelessness, but is more concerned about the coming cold months.
The state needs to get on the ball and needs to figure out an emergency shelter. In the long term, we've got to figure out homeless resources that fit people on the streets needs.
Senator Luz Escamilla wants rapid rehousing for those who just fall on hard times. But for the chronically homeless, they need an overflow shelter.
We need to find a place. And to me, I think there's facilities across the street from Road Home, working with CCS, Catholic Community Services, and other providers to provide space for overflow shelter for this specific winter.
Mendenhall says that shelter still needs work to be ready. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The debate rages on about how we can be better taxed. A few more tax reform ideas came before the Tax Task Force. One that nixes the full sales tax on food. And makes it just soda and candy only. And there's also one that pitches a statewide property tax that would bring in about $100 million. The task force is supposed to meet again tomorrow, 4:30, at the Capitol. Keeping soldiers in Syria. The White House is thinking about it. Find out why with Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the president is said to be considering leaving a few hundred troops in eastern Syria near some very valuable oil fields. The suggestion is that these oil fields are a source of income and revenue for extremist groups like ISIS. Meantime, the president is defending the troop pullout.
He had 28 troops, as it turned out. People said 50. It was 28. And you had an army on both sides of those troops. Those troops would have been wiped out.
ABC's James Longman is in the Middle East and tells us both sides see the ceasefire as merely a symbolic gesture.
The fighting really has continued over the last few days, although there have been signs of some success because the SDF, they announced yesterday they are withdrawing or have withdrawn from Ras Al Ain, that strategically important town.
President Trump has said he is bringing troops home, but most U.S. personnel are instead moving into Iraq. A new report claims the fossil fuel industry deliberately misled Americans about climate change. Researchers claim for decades the fossil fuel industry had a well-funded disinformation campaign concerning the reality of human-caused climate change. Now, they cite internal documents from the fossil fuel industry and ExxonMobil. The oil giant has denied wrongdoing. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. It appears ISIS may have briefly infiltrated TikTok. You've probably seen this app advertised on Facebook. It's used to make short dance, song, or prank videos. Very popular among high schoolers. ISIS is known for using social media as a recruitment tool and was found to be pushing propaganda on TikTok. So they banned about a dozen accounts on there. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. 98 people now have the vape lung disease in Utah, with 15 more cases being looked at. Most were vaping illegal THC. The Department of Health says, including the man who died earlier this month, as of today, all specialty tobacco stores must post warning notices about the dangers of vaping THC, even though they, of course, do not sell it. The only college team in the state to make the initial AP Top 25 basketball poll was the Aggies. Utah State came in at 17, and they will start the season against Montana State at home on November 5th. Midlife crisis, apparently an epidemic. A new study finds life is the least fun at age 45, and half of those people in the survey say life gets harder as you get older, and even older past 45. What say you, Jeff Kaplan?
I say that's a depressing study for a Monday afternoon, isn't it?
Total drag.
Somebody once told me, and I asked people, every man when they hit 40 years old gets a new house, a new wife, or a new job. One of the three. And I've yet to hear somebody who doesn't have one of the three.
I'm so excited. Which one am I going to get?
KSL News Time 306.